This is a recording of Plan for Life Now with Dave Murray and Steve Kiliani for Sunday, March 27th, 2016. Plan for Life Now can be heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Views expressed on this program are those of the sponsors and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Indices mentioned are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. Asset allocation and diversification strategies cannot assure profit or protect against loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Capital Retirement Strategies and Cambridge Investment Research are not affiliated.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. This is Plan for Life Now with your hosts, Dave Murray and Steve Kiliani.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Easter to all of you celebrating Easter and listening to this show.
Right.
You, most of you now.
That's an Easter tradition, isn't it?
It's really a great Washington Eastern tradition. Tradition, going to church and listening to the Plan for Life Now show.
Absolutely. Well, in my house, we do the Easter egg hunt. You know, so we hide all the stuff around the house and the baskets, and then we have the Easter egg fight tradition, you know, where you take the hard-boiled eggs, crack them against each other. But the Plan for Life Now tradition, that's just getting going.
That's awesome.
All right.
So, but anyway, so I think maybe this is good timing for our long-term care insurance show, Easter, because a lot of people today are spending time with their parents, mm-hmm. where not every Sunday you spend time with your parents. Now, your children do because they're young.
You're talking about people 50s and 60s.
I'm talking about people who listen to this show
right. And
their parents. So their parents, you know, if your parents are still alive, their parents are a little bit older. And that's where long-term care comes in. But maybe today this will strike a chord with a lot of you because you are – you know, and I'm sure many of you are visiting a mother or father, aunt or uncle in a assisted living or nursing care or something like that. Or maybe you're taking them out. Because basically, my mother-in-law, this is one of the days where if they're able at the assisted living for memory care over there at Kensington Park, this is one of the days where if they're able, they go to church.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, they go to the service. They bring people in Kensington Park to do for those who can't go. They certainly bring people in. Not only that, but to do festivities and stuff like that. The better places, I think, the ones that actually care, they do stuff like that. So maybe it's a day to think about this and to deal with it. And if you have been thinking about this or you're actually dealing with it, you know, long-term care is a part of the fabric now of our life. Mm-hmm. Whereas when I first started doing this radio show, or maybe the first radio commercial ever done by us, was circa the year 2000, maybe, like something like that, 1999.
I have to pull up the archives.
Don't remember exactly when.
I don't think the archives exist anymore.
It was a long time ago. And then, you know, a lot of people, some people knew long-term care as only being in a nursing home, and people didn't live as long. So some people experienced nursing home care for their parent back when I started dealing with long-term care insurance, and many had not.
Right.
Now more, certainly many of you, way more than when I first started doing this stuff, have dealt with it.
Well, and I would also add to that that not only had a lot of people back when you first started doing those commercials, a lot of people hadn't dealt with it, or if they had dealt with it, their experiences might have been very different than they are now. And I know I've talked about this in the past, about how my grandmother was in a nursing home, assisted living for Alzheimer's and memory care, and she was there for 8 years, and she didn't have any money. She depleted her assets, and she was in a Medicaid facility, or a Medicaid bed, And it was fine. It was not far from my dad and my aunt. It was pretty close by. It was a nice facility. And then I always contrast that with, on my wife's side of the family, what my mother-in-law is dealing with her aunt right now, trying to find a facility. They can't find one within 200 miles of a closest relative. And the one that she's in, they won't even pick up the phone. I mean, she calls and calls. They don't even pick up the phone. It's not good. So I guess I would add that in there, that this experience that one person might have had 25 or 30 years ago, pretty different than the situation now. And it's just a matter of, there's no money for that. I mean, funds just aren't there to have all of the baby boomers going into that phase of needing care. There's just not money for it.
Money? What do you mean, not money for it? Well, by that, what do you mean? You mean the government?
Yeah, the government. Oh, my gosh. There's not enough money in Medicaid. They're not going to be able to fund
all. Money in Medicaid for long-term care when I started doing this.
Right. Well,
a lot of people. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I'm saying in 1989, when my grandmother. No.
No, you're right.
She
about
passed
that.
Away in 91. So she went in the mid-80s. I mean, then there was a little bit more money than there is now.
Yeah, you know what? This is interesting because back in. My grandmother was in long-term care in the 80s. She's in a nursing care. And they basically ended up, Medicaid was a big part of it then, in this nurse. My grandmother was there for 6 years. Mm-hmm. She's in the D.C. area here. It was Medicaid was most of it. And then they actually called the children into had a meeting. My mother is one of four. So they said, Medicaid is paying for a lot of your mother. They're turning to my mother. Now, she was in the Hebrew home in Rockville.
Okay.
Back then. And they said basically, because you're Jewish, that whole routine was a bit of,
Right.
But we need more. This is an expensive kind of care. So we need to, what can you guys contribute? What can you, the family, contribute to help out? And what they came up with was $100 a month per child. So basically, $1,200 a year.
Right.
And that was the deal then. That's how it worked then, back in the 80s.
Right.
Now, that is flabbergasted. So now look at Kensington Park, where my mother-in-law is. It is basic. We cut a deal too, because the first year it was $95,000. And I want to reiterate that the care at this place, if you have a loved one who has Alzheimer's, and you're looking around right now, for places, I would strongly suggest you look at Kensington Park in Kensington, Maryland, for this type of care, for any kind of assisted living or memory care, because they are, and my wife did, and helped me helping, extensive research into trying to find the best place. That would require being somewhat close to where we live.
Right.
But really the care being outstanding. And my mother-in-law has done extraordinarily well as could be expected, has led a better life than I could possibly imagine in any other environment. So, but anyway, it's not free. So the first year is $95,000 when all was said and done. The second year was $105,000 when all was said and done, because the care becomes, and the cost goes up automatically at a certain percentage. And then as we were looking at $115,000 for the third year, there's a different negotiation. Remember the negotiation where each child chipped in $1,200? The negotiation for this was, hey, can we level this off for a couple more years? It certainly looks like my mother-in-law physically is okay.
Okay.
For now, anyway. So we've leveled it off at what a total cost is looking like for 2016 and 2017. We cut a deal for 2 years at $115,000. We'll be around that.
All right.
For
good
all
deal.
Said and done. So that's, but at least that's for a couple of years. But this is why we say look into long-term care insurance. Your initial thought is someone in their late 40s, 50s, or early 60s. These are the buyers of long-term care, and the ones who should be looking into buying it is, I don't even want to be in long-term care. Your initial thought is, oh, that's an interesting story. I'm not going to do that. Why would I do? I have Alzheimer's. I just want someone to get rid of me. If I have any of these things, I don't want anyone bothering with me. I don't want to bother anybody. I'm just going to disappear.
Yep.
People have said, I'm just going to disappear. Really?
Oh, geez, that's...
But it's insane. So ultimately, when you're in the scenario, you need to be cared for. When you're in the scenario, this is the burden of your spouse and your kids, mm-hmm. you know, or if you're both in a scenario, and I've certainly heard and seen a lot of cases where you have a husband and wife in assisted living or whatever at the same time. This is something that needs to be planned for. And quite frankly, as extraordinarily expensive as $115,000 is a year, the buyers of long-term care insurance today are looking to need long-term care usually at least 15 years from now, maybe anywhere from 15 to 30 years from now. What's the cost going to be then?
It's going to be at least double.
At least double.
If not more, yeah.
So now you have to prepare for that. That's what destroys retirement plans.
Yeah, and I mean, this is what you mentioned that people say, oh, just take me out back and shoot me. Oh, just get rid of me. First of all, I mean, that's just ridiculous, right? That's not an option. Assisted suicide's not everywhere. And when push comes to shove, are your loved ones really going to go through with that? I mean, it's just not an option. So coming back to reality and out of that realm, when you really say, how are you going to deal with this? What is the burden going to be to your kids, to your family? And I think if you can bring it back away from that completely emotional level to a more concrete level, you'll take a look and you'll say, well, what can I do? Spend my own assets. Well, might not be enough of those. Try to go on Medicaid. That's fraught with all kinds of problems. Have some sort of family member care for me. Not exactly ideal. Or have some sort of long-term care that makes all of that a little easier.
So that's what this seminar is about. This Wednesday, March 30th at Clyde's and Tyson's, it's all about long-term care insurance. The dinner and seminar is free of charge, as I said, starting at 6:30. What am I going to do in this? First, I'll explain what long-term care insurance is. I'll explain more about long-term care and the cost, but I'll really break down how to design a long-term care insurance policy to protect this risk and keep it affordable. And as we'll talk about in the show today, something new, we'll talk a little bit about new choices for long-term care insurance and hang around for that. So as I go through all this stuff, then I do the talk, and then I answer your questions.
Right.
And people have said to me, Dave, are you worried about, because I don't hear about a lot of long-term care insurance, are you worried about people coming to your talk and stealing your information? And I say, no. What do you mean? Why can't an advisor just say they're a regular person, they come to your talk, they want to steal your thing? You have no copyright on this information. Of course I don't. And they could just steal everything. They could take little iPhone pictures of your slides and stuff. And why would I not worry about that? Because anyone who wants to steal this does not have the sweat equity right. of having done this since 1999.
Right.
And that's what a lot of, when I say question and answer, I mean, you're going to have questions. They may be complicated. You're going to look at a subject while you might want to protect the long-term care risk. Getting the insurance these days is more and more requires an advisor who really knows what they're doing. And starting with answering your questions when you come to this. So hopefully you come if you're interested. It's this long-term care insurance this Wednesday, which is March 30th at 6:30 at Clyde's and Tyson's. Dinner and seminar completely free of charge. You can register on the phone line, 888-582-4582, or on the website, planforlifenow.com. 888-582-4582 for this Wednesday at Clyde's and Tyson's. Or planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582, or register on our website, planforlifenow.com. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Plan for Life Now with Dave Murray and Steve Kiliani.
Welcome back to the show. Happy Easter again. Thanks for spending this time in your car listening to us. Oh, how do you know I was in my car? This guy's assuming I'm in my car. Come on. It's Easter. You know, you're in your car dealing
chances
with something.
Chances are you're probably in your car on the way to church.
There's church. There's getting ready for the
Easter brunch, all that stuff. Yeah,
all the good stuff. So anyway, but we're talking about long-term care insurance, and I urge people who have thought about this as part of their financial plan to come to my seminar, or quite frankly, also go to the website, planforlifenow.com, if you're interested in long-term care insurance. If finding out more about how it affects you, what it would cost, but you can't come to the seminar. And that's not just people in the D.C. area. We don't say this enough. I never say it. Shame on me. You don't live in D.C. Hey, I use something, Dave, called the Internet. I listen to your show enough to know you're not very good at it. Dave, I mean.
Very good at the Steve. Internet, not at the show.
At the Internet.
The way you said that.
Steve.
I listen to your show a lot. You're not good at the show.
I am one of those 54-year-old guys. There's so many people my age who are proficient with the Internet. I think I'm on the lower scale. I'm better than my dad, but he's 80.
No, I think you're probably about average.
All right, but I don't even think about the fact. Average. I rarely, when we do this show, in my brain, I'm not thinking about the fact there's somebody in Des Moines, Iowa listening to this show. I don't think about the fact there's somebody in, well, if you're in California, you have sleep issues. But I don't think about it too much. No matter where you are listening to this show, if you're trying to find out about something about long-term care insurance, you're going to find out pretty quickly that there's not a lot of expertise on the subject.
Right.
I could tell you a long history as to why I have some extra expertise on this, but I'm not going to bore you with that. The bottom line is you might be interested in it, and you want to find out about it, and you're just not in the D.C. area. So if that is you, go to the website, planforlifenow.com. You'll see something that says, contact Dave. I'm Dave. I will help you with it. I will be able to answer stuff for you. We can go through different policies and stuff like that and do comparisons. Now I hear the Internet has things called email, where you can email things to people.
It's a wonderful invention.
So I urge you to go to planforlifenow.com if you're interested in this subject, no matter where you live. Now you're in China or something, that's going to be difficult. And I don't even know what long-term care insurance is available there. But you know what I'm talking about. So, but if you're in town, the seminar that we do basically, like I said, breaks it down. It's so much better if you could going to the seminar if you're in town.
Well, I mean, it helps you understand the important elements of designing a policy and also just go through a comparison if this is an option for you to potentially get a group plan at work. So, I mean, there are group plans available, and sometimes people will say, I don't quite understand. Is this a good option for me, or is it just, you know, is it not? You got to understand all that stuff.
And so in my seminar, I use as a point of comparison, there are individual plans or private plans, which mm-hmm. we'll go through. There's also the group plans, like Steve said, and the biggest group plan out there is the federal long-term care insurance plan,
right,
which I use as my point of comparison and explain that. So that means if you're eligible for the federal long-term care insurance plan, and you are if you work in the government.
Well, you either work in the government or you're retired from the government or military. That still makes you eligible. Now, criteria might be different depending on the timing, but yeah, there's a lot of people in this area who have at one point worked for the government.
Right. So what are the pros and cons of these different plans? How do they affect me? What about my health? You know, your health now is important. And now in the next half, after we do a break, we'll talk about the newest products that are out that are finally competitive, called hybrid products, but I'm saving that for after the break.
It's good tease.
I'm sure people, oh my gosh, I had to leave my car. He's saving hybrid products? Teaser! But, you know, we get into all that, and more, it is becoming virtually impossible for the consumer who's just looking for long-term care, their best options, to get an independent comparison of what those options are. And I think that's the key to this talk.
So, and it's hard for most advisors to do that comparison.
Very. Long-term care insurance seminars this Wednesday, which is March 30th at 6:30 at Clyde's and Tyson's. The dinner and seminar is completely free of charge. If you'd like to attend, you go to the phone line, 888-582-4582, or register on the website, planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582. Or planforlifenow.com. We'll do some news and traffic, and then I will answer my tease about the new hybrid products that are out there.
FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Semi-irresistible.
Plan for Life Now with Dave Murray and Steve Kiliani.
Welcome back to the show. I am gutting out this show. Allergies. Allergies, no big deal. But when you do a radio show, they're a big deal.
It does lead to a few frogs in your throat.
Frogs in your throat. You get raspy. It's tough. But, you know, I'm here for you, everybody, who wants to hear about long-term care insurance, the massive throngs.
Well, geez, Dave, people are on the edge of their seats. I mean, it hasn't been since, what was the last big finale to a show that we had? You know, like Seinfeld or a Cheers finale or something like that. It's going way back.
I can imagine people the finale to this show. We've been on for so long. When that finale finally comes. The outpouring of nothing that will occur. It's going to be, I will be crying. I will be
maybe
crying.
Maybe it's a bad analogy because this is not a finale. This is just a plot twist. This is a
plot twist, though, in long-term care. This is actually is important in the circles of long-term care. Again, the seminar, long-term care insurance seminar is this Wednesday, March 30th, 6:30 at Clyde's and Tyson's. If you're looking into long-term care insurance or the show has made you think I should look into this, come to the talk, dinner, and seminar free of charge, 888-582-4582. You know that. That's our 24-hour Plan for Life Now hotline. You can register there at 888-582-4582 or go to our website, planforlifenow.com. So people have looked at these a hybrid product, the only thing you know out there, normally a hybrid is a car. That's what you're thinking. It takes fuel.
Right.
Like my
but
wife.
But it takes less fuel.
My wife has a Prius hybrid. Right. It plugs in. She has some
How
plug-in
many miles
thing.
Per gallon does she get on that?
Lots.
Like 50, 60?
Oh, it's crazy. Plus she plugs it in also, so she gets a few, like 18 miles for free each day or something.
For free.
Well, it costs us electricity. You know what I mean.
Right, right.
But anyway, so the hybrid long-term care product is forget about the origins of. The origins of it is long-term care insurance has been changing. Life insurance companies are the only ones who sell long-term care insurance. And since there's a whole bunch of reasons, but one is that they're better at life insurance and they're better at the actuarial modeling of life insurance.
Well, frankly, they've got 200-year history of life insurance actuarial assumptions to go into it. Long-term care insurance or long-term care itself is relatively new, and long-term care insurance is very new. So they don't have the two centuries of assumptions to go into it.
Right. So they've been working on hybrid products, which mixes the mixture of life insurance and long-term care insurance. Mm-hmm. And I get questions at almost every seminar I do lately over the past year, because really these products have started to come out more in force within the last year or two.
I mean, they've been around, though. Let's just back up. I mean, they've been around. I started in this business in 2002, and there were products then. I mean, they had hybrid products.
Right. Okay, I'm going to say that we're even semi-getting to where there's some real long-term care benefit in it.
Right.
Has been more recent. And when I get – but recently, even in my seminar, people ask about it, and I say, you know what? Here was the problem, and I'll tell you what's the solution. The problem was you'd have a life insurance benefit. You'd have a long-term care benefit, but that long-term care benefit was way insufficient for the actual long-term care need. And if you want to know particularly what I mean by that, they would basically, you'd have a death benefit, but if you needed long-term care at any point, you could get a lot of them cut off how much money you can get a month at about $2,000.
Right.
So think about that for a second. If I'm buying it at 54 years old, my age, and I need long-term care when I'm 80, all right, and long-term care is costing my mother-in-law, is currently costing her about $9,000 a month. But when I'm 80, how much will long-term, let's say when I'm 80, it'll be $18,000 a month. Mm-hmm. This product allowed me to get $2,000 a month. So when you see products like that, no matter how they sound, you ultimately know that when a client goes on claim, they could be year after year after year after year only getting $2,000 a month.
That's not
protecting the long-term care need.
Yeah. And I mean, if you take it back to why are we doing long-term care insurance in the first place, it's to try to protect the bulk of the rest of the portfolio. In the example you gave, $2,000 out of $18,000, that's just not protecting that much.
Yeah. Now, when I say there are products, and I use the word plural, of all the ones I've seen one.
Okay.
One company that is actually, that I could tell,
has had someone who actually knows something about long-term care insurance helping design the product. So this product allows you to basically get more money per month for the first couple of years, and then have an inflation rider for the first couple months or first couple of years of care, and then have an inflation rider for the rest of your time in long-term care.
Okay. And that's
which means that now for people, yeah, still though, even with this product, which I think is the best one I've seen, still you're going to get less money in the first 2 years of care than you would in a traditional long-term care insurance product. But more importantly, there are many people who can withstand getting a decent benefit for the first couple months of long-term care and then everything they need for the remaining time or what they want to choose.
Well, I mean, part of the problem with a product that doesn't have some sort of inflation rider in it is you just don't know when you're going to go on care and how long it's going to last. So let's say you're 60 years old. You don't know if you're going to go on care 10 or 12 years or 20 or 25 years, and you've got to have some form of inflation protection built into that. So this product, while in the first 2 years doesn't have that, it does later on, which takes care of a big part of that unknown that's hanging
right
out there.
Right. Now, here's the other part about this. This is, by the way, if you're an insurance agent, this is very interesting for you. If you're not, I'll get to the point for regular people. But it is important for those of you who actually want to learn about this. So the other issue with a hybrid product is the life insurance benefit itself usually isn't that much.
Right.
It's like not like life insurance I'm getting to if I die tomorrow and my wife needs to try to continue my income. It's not $1 million
right
death benefit here. It's a very small death benefit. You've sort of got this really for the long-term care insurance protection aspect. So within that, the underwriting is more liberal than you would see in many long-term care insurance. So what's the bottom line with that? Now, this is important. We have several clients, and certainly many of you out there have tried to get long-term care insurance, but you have insulin diabetes.
Right.
Here's a thing that for the most part is uninsurable for long-term care insurance. Type 2 diabetes, insurable, assuming there's no other problems, but insulin diabetes, not. This product insures insulin diabetes. So right there, suppose I'm in good shape, but I have insulin diabetes. Now there's something you can get for long-term care insurance, whereas in the past there isn't.
Right.
It wasn't. The other one that I noticed in underwriting that eliminates a lot of people from long-term care insurance is not just depression. Because if you're on the typical, the more what I'll call normal depression meds, Zoloft, Prozac, stuff like that, you're okay. But some people are on higher, stronger meds like lithium.
Yeah.
Some people are bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, those people on that level of depression and that level of treatment could not get long-term care insurance.
Right.
With this, they can. Now, what's the caveat with something like that? No recent hospitalizations for depression. But if you're just basically been cared for, you've been fine, but you're bipolar, you're on things like lithium, the harder core mind drugs, now you can get long-term care insurance, where in the past, no matter really who you went to, you couldn't really get it. And there are other underwriting considerations that now have allowed more people with some health issues to be able to get long-term care insurance, where in the past they couldn't.
Okay, so it's just to take a second here to avoid trying to sound like some of these shows, these radio shows.
Sometimes we have to sound like those shows.
I know, but the point that I was going to make is to avoid sounding like these shows that we have found a silver bullet that's going to solve all of your problems.
No, this
is another, to beat the analogy into the ground, another tool in the toolbox when we're looking at an overall financial plan and we're trying to protect the risk. And it's not a cut and dry case, gosh, this product is better for everybody. No, but it does involve looking at is pure long-term care insurance right for some people? Depending on the age, depending on their health, yeah, it still is. And when I say pure long-term care insurance, that's a policy that you pay for. You have a benefit that grows. You have a benefit amount. But at the end, there's not a life insurance death benefit. Contrasting that with this newer product where there is a death benefit.
Right.
So you still have to do this comparison of what's the right fit for the right case.
The other aspect that this brings into play is more and more it's important to note, and for the advisor who's working on this, to have an idea of your financial background
right
before you pick a product. So quite frankly, people who have more assets, and they've already, with those assets, you could see that the income need is already takes the retirement income need based on maybe some pensions besides higher assets. Now, in those situations, you're going to have more options. You're going to be able to look at the hybrid product and say, you know what, there's elements of that that not only protect the long-term care risk for my scenario, but also, you know, maybe there's an underwriting element as well, versus the traditional product is always going to be, I think, going to be better for people who are, I would certainly say, buying it in their 50s for sure, healthy, and also, hey, not a lot of pension. So mm-hmm. those first couple of years, I need the full benefit because that could wipe out a huge chunk of my entire plan at the beginning. So what does that all say? That all says this has left the building. People who don't do this, I mean by don't do, you're licensed to do long-term care. You just don't know what you're doing.
Right.
This, now we're out of that. We were out of it before. It was hard enough before. Now I find it impossible be able to take a case with no experience in this to say, here's the client or couple, and I'm going to put together options with the hybrid product, with the individual products, knowing amongst these universal products which are the best for a particular situation, meaning I have to be independent. I have to be able to analyze this. I need to be able to analyze the person's background, not only health, but also financial in the putting together of this.
Yeah, and I mean that's the problem that we've touched on before with most advisors who recognize the need for long-term care insurance. Some of them, they don't do it. They just say, "Hey, you should probably have long-term care insurance," right? And they leave it right there. And then it's kind of up to the client, and you know, we know how those things go. You never really do it. Then some will actually do it. But they do about 1 to 3 cases per year, and they heard from a friend that one company is good, and they just kind of stick with that. That's not expertise. That's dabbling in it. That's just occasionally doing it. You're not going to know the ins and outs. Frankly, like, I don't even know, like Dave knows, because I don't get into the weeds like that like I used to, and Dave does. So that's
right. But that's in all fairness, thing. There are many elements of the work we do that Steve has far more knowledge than I do.
All right. We're talking about long-term care here.
Yes, I think I have the edge on you on that. But ultimately, here's what we're saying. So come to this seminar if you're interested. Long-term care seminar. It's this Wednesday at 6:30 at Clyde's and Tyson's. The dinner and seminar completely free of charge. Obviously, I'll break all of this down. You'll get a better idea of your own situation. And most importantly, you'll get all your questions answered. 888-582-4582 to register, or go to the website planforlifenow.com. 888-582-4582. I'm choked up by the emotion of all of this, or allergies, one or the other. 888-582-4582 to register, or go to the website planforlifenow.com. This Wednesday, long-term care insurance only, 6:30 at Clyde's. 888-582-4582. Or register on the website, planforlifenow.com. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Welcome back to Plan for Life Now, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back to the show. We were talking in the last break about these new products, these hybrid life insurance, long-term care products that are out there. But within that discussion, and something you mentioned, I want to reiterate, and we say this every long-term care insurance show we do, if you already own long-term care insurance, great. Congratulations. In almost every case where you bought it a year ago or longer,
right,
keep it. Don't come to my talk saying, you know what, is there something better out there? There isn't. Everything
this new
is,
thing, Dave, that you talked about, you spent the last 15 minutes, sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, but the what you basically did in the past buying it was get a product that was based on your age when you bought it, your health when you bought it, the price of the product when you bought it. And nothing really compares to that.
Right.
This is just, we're talking about today going forward as we look at the options of today. And that's really what the rest of the time, it's like, you know what, I'm nice about it. You can't, it's wrong to go on the radio, no matter what expertise you think you have. It is wrong to say, I'm the best at something and no one else out there knows what they're doing. No, that's not the case in any scenario. But the case we are making is, you know, having done this since 1999 is a long time. Having worked with many, many, many people and have the talk that you're going to, if you go on Wednesday to that talk, how many times have I done that talk? Countless. And by countless, I mean hundreds and hundreds of times. Now we have new scenarios going. We really are in a shift of long-term care insurance where there's the traditional product that's been around since I've been around doing this, and now there's the new hybrid, the one that mixes life insurance and long-term care, and as they be, some of them, very few of them, become competitive, meaning that they're an option for you. How do I know which one to do? How do I know how to design that? How do I know, you know, if I'm healthy enough to get this? Many of you are now part of the group that can get it, thanks to the hybrid product where there's different underwriting.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a unique group. You mentioned insulin-dependent diabetics or bipolar without hospitalization. I mean, those are just two that kind of jump to mind, that those were automatic, forget about it. You don't have a good way to deal with it, that you now do have an option to deal with it.
Right. So how do I learn about this? How do I compare? How do I know what's available in the state I live? Yeah, that comes back to what we talked about earlier in the show. When we do a long-term care insurance show, I am now much more keenly aware that thanks to the great programming on WMAL, when we're not on, we have a lot of listeners who listen to this station. They like this state, but they don't live in D.C.
I wonder if we could do one of those maps where you can tell where everybody's listening from. Because I know we have that for our website. I don't know about for the listeners.
Well, a lot of them are going to be in Florida and North Carolina because they used to live here and listen to MAL, and now they listen on their computer. So the reality of all that is, if you're looking into there, you want to look into this. I would love for you to be able to come to the seminar, but some of you can't. So go to the website, planforlifenow.com. You could call the phone number, 888-582-4582, and say, hey, Dave, I listen to your show and wherever, and I'd rather make a toll-free call. Or you could go to the website and say, hey, contact me, and we can go over your case. We can work on your case. We can, you know, we could do whatever we have to do so you can get an independent, you know, in other words, I don't work for one life insurance company, an independent look at what your options are. Would love for you to be able to come to the talk, though, this Wednesday at Clyde's and Tyson's, obviously for those of you who live around here. Is starts at 6:30, dinner and seminar free of charge. I'll break down what this is. I'll go through how to design a plan. We'll talk about the different options. We'll talk about health. I'll answer all your questions. And from there, you can decide if you want to proceed. Because remember, in long-term care insurance, it doesn't matter who you're working with. Your cost is based on your current age, your current health, whatever plan you pick in the design of that plan. So the expertise there is just something that you're not paying extra for. If you'd like to come or work with us, 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. We're out of time. Enjoy the rest of Easter. We'll see you next Sunday.